that the FSB commit to raising funds for a named Michael Taylor internship on an ongoing basis, and that it be widely broadcast when it is offered.
Do you have any comment?
I have a point of clarification. So, are you saying that this is going to be a fun time? Is that what you're
saying? No, she's saying you announced the fact that there is an internship for people to apply for once we raise the money.
Okay. And that the internship be widely broadcast when it is offered.
And the internship application process.
I have a point of
clarification. No, it's just clarification.
It's just a clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
When you say that the LSB raised funds, you mean that the LSB, bank mail?
Does it mean
people here on the board or KPFK?
I have Dave Adelson's personal commitment to see that these funds are raised. How he does that? I will not be here to see this process through. But for all the recording for all the recording equipment in front of me, is anyone recording this?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I also have a good 30 witnesses.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. I'm hoping we can do it this way. What we're going to do is we
call
have three
questions.
People on the stack.
Call the question.
All right, the question has been called for on this amendment. Those in favor of ending debate and going to a vote, raise your cards.
Fifteen
opposed. All right, let's go on. One. Abstentions. Let's go. One. Oh, that's right. Excuse me. That's right.
We can tell we're just going to.
That's right. Now there is a possibility here that if the board adds the amendment, then we hear public comment. And the public comment would be on the motion as amended. So I believe it would be an order for the board to amend, because then the listener sponsors will know what the actual wording of this is. So we're going.
I'm not clear. If they accepted.
It's the body. It loves the body. I'm actually going to, I hope listener sponsors understand, we're going to go to a vote only so that you'll know what the exact wording of this is when you comment on it.
We're out of time.
Well, thank
time
you very much. We have a good timekeeper because she's the... So, because the question has been called for, so that listener sponsors know whether this amendment has been added or not, so that they can, I'm going to call for a vote on the Radford Amendment. Those in favor, signify by raising your cards.
Hold up, you're supposed to comment first.
14. No, I'll explain why we did it this way. Opposed?
One, two.
Abstentions? No, you will comment before we vote on this amendment.
Because it'll become.
All right, that becomes part of Adelson number one. Okay, can we go to two? No. Oh, no, excuse me. No, we
we're
have
out
to
of time.
We have to spend time.
We're out of time.
Okay, now we're looking at Adelson number one as amended.
No, we've got to do something about the time.
The chair will entertain a motion to extend.
So 10 minutes.
10 minutes. There's a motion to extend 10 seconds. It's been seconded. Is there unanimous consent? Any objection?
I object.
Okay, then let's go to a vote. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards.
We're not going to have any choice.
All right. The motion passes. We extend for 10 minutes. Donna, just 10 minutes.
Okay.
You're
getting time.
To go on to number two.
Yeah. Okay. Don't we have to vote to substitute the amended motion then?
Well, actually, you're right. So this is what Terry was talking about. I sometimes forget to do this because it's kind of a bureaucratic procedural thing.
If the motion is going to be his substitute for Leslie's first, isn't Leslie be her first?
I'm going to say that we've been over it so many times that we should not revisit it. Members of the board need to know what Leslie's original main motion was. Is there clarity around that? Okay, so now we are not voting.
Say it like that.
We are not voting to pass Adelson's number one.
Okay.
We're voting to substitute it. It's the technical thing that Terry was talking about. Then listener sponsors will know what they will be addressing before we actually vote on it.
For point of super clarity.
Yes.
As amended.
Absolutely. This was Adelson's number one as amended by Radford's amendment. Those in favor of substituting it for the main motion, raise your cards.
Set up.
13. Opposed?
2.
Abstentions?
4.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 3.
And the roll call is, what is that?
13.
14,
4, and 3.
Okay. Now, listener sponsors, you will get a chance to give public comment before we vote on that. But now at least you'll know what it is that you'll be addressing. Let's go to Adelson's number two. Let me read it. That the program oversight committee meet with the band that fired and develop language for an apology to be read on the air minimally twice a month during drive time broadcasts for 1 year and an action plan for restitution.
Point of order, that bracket I think wasn't part of the substitute.
I see.
Part of the motion was considered.
Move on.
Okay, so let's drop that. You have this in front of you here. The chair would just like a definition of the word restitution. What is meant by that, David?
Basically, to do something about what happened. In other words, it's not just, but let me be specific, the Ad Hoc Program Council met with the members of the Band of Fire and agreed upon a grievance procedure in the event that something like this ever happened again. So putting such a thing in is a form of dealing with their concerns. Fernando mentioned bringing them back their program that they wanted. That might be something that was considered.
Okay.
But whatever it is, you talk about how to deal with the wrong that occurred.
Okay, I understand. Okay. And this has been the second. Now we're going to discussion. Now we have very little time. The stack at this point is Sherna, Jan, Leslie, Israel.
You have two more down there.
Ed.
Three more.
Jane.
Jan,
you're already on there.
You got a whole question.
And Eva. Eva. Okay. Code pink. Okay. Sherna, Jan, Leslie, Israel, Ed, Jane, and Eva. Sherna, and remember, if you can do it in less than 2 minutes, it would be great.
Can I take 1 minute and give one of my minutes to Eva?
No. Your time's already started.
We've gone this route before.
Go ahead, Sherna.
Okay, under the rule that everyone has been allotted 2 minutes and they should take their own time, then we won't get into this debate. So you should take your 2 minutes if you need it.
I indicated last time I had several concerns about the apology part of this, on air apology. If someone is pushing around in the car on the dial and they come upon the apology, they have no idea what the hell to do about it. I think there is a possibility of a liability, at least some legal issues here as well. It's basically saying that there's certain civil rights violations. So I
what I am concerned about. I said that before. I think, and it's also COVID, I think what's needed is a program. On-air programs about the history of what went on. We have to be educating people. On-air apologies are not open to open us up to all kinds of stuff.
Thank you. Jen.
Well, I would rather see something that says, if you were wrongfully fired, then you're, I mean, I actually prefer Leslie's version of this rather than this. I mean, when you start talking about banned fired, who knows who they are, and then restitution, I spent more than a year defending KPFK from the allegation that Mark Shum was banned and fired and wrongfully fired, and Pacifica paid lots and lots way too much money, but you know it had to be done under the circumstances to settle a lawsuit, regarding allegations that he was wrongfully fired. This just seems to me to open us up to all kinds of possibilities. We're saying restitution. Restitution has some legal meaning. And I just think that this is a landmine waiting for KPFK to step into it and go into litigation ad infinitum. So strongly oppose it.
Leslie.
Big mistake.
Oh, thank you.
Frankly, the original motion was very carefully crafted with an attorney. Any motion, it's my understanding, that names names, that gathers people as the band in fire, does in fact open up to litigation. That is why the original motion does not do that. I would suggest answering Sherna's concern about reading an apology that Eva in fact read it herself if she's willing, and I think that would answer any concerns about whether we were referring to Eva. I cannot support this motion, first of all, because that's a great idea. We can laugh, I don't care. But it opens us up legally to naming the banned and fired, and it's going to be an exhaustive process of determining who is banned and fired, and will probably take 18 months anyway, at which point we'll have to shut the whole process down because we've just opened ourselves up. I cannot accept this substitute motion because of legal risk to the foundation.
Israel.
Yeah, I don't think David, despite his good intentions, I don't doubt, has improved on the original, on Leslie. I didn't favor hers, and I don't favor his, and I join the comments by Jan and others. I think this opens up a can of worms, even with the best of intentions. If we're going to correct and apologize, we need to be clear of what we're correcting factually, and we need to know to whom we're apologizing, and we need to be prepared to do proper restitution if warranted. That's a whole enormous thing. So in principle, it may be a good idea. In fact, unless this is carefully crafted far beyond what either of them have done, it should not be approved. I cannot approve this. And I stand by my previous words, Harrison, contrary to what Harrison said. I don't take one word back what I said last time.
All right, and Ed.
Well, fully for you.
You bet.
It's been said.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Jane.
Cool. You know what? I passed.
Thank you. This is wonderful. Eva.
I'm not standing fire. You're counting already, Donna? This is obviously managing KPFK, one of the most serious concern is the issue of liability and knowing what we've gone through with the Shuck case and the money we spent on that case. So the legal issue here, whether you name someone or not, is a major concern. I also see an apology to the band and fired as something negative. We've done something wrong. I see it as lip service. I think, once again, as with the training issue, that you have to go much further. If you want to include the community, then open up the airwaves. I believe that the issue of the abandoned fire should go back to the program council. For me, when we dealt with the issue of the abandoned fire, some people had 30 people on their list, others had 130 people on that list. Some people said, we sat with abandoned fire members in one meeting, and people said, you weren't part of the abandoned fire. But also, if you look at what we're trying to do,
we are trying
to work towards drawing communities of color to listen to KPSK and having an apology saying we've done something wrong to communities of color is not inviting to listen to KPSK. As a new listener coming in, it's like, what's that about? Do you really want to get into educating people about your bad history, about people of color? Or do you want to take some positive steps and make some program changes? As I said, in terms of programming changes, open up the grid on KPSK and allow more people of color to come in. I would think that that would be a positive step to change the history of KPSK.
Thank you, Eva.
Okay, and time is up.
Okay, we've exhausted the 10 minutes. Remember, we had an extension. I would, yes, David.
Another 10 minutes.
Okay, it's been moved another 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
I'm assuming there may be objections.
Quit doing that.
So we'll go to a vote. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards.
What are we doing?
Wait, no, I think we need to re-vote this so that people understand. David has moved and it's been seconded that to facilitate number two, we move to extend this agenda item 10 minutes. Those in favor of extending the agenda item 10 minutes.
I have a point of clarification.
A clarification from Grace.
Okay, when you extend time, you have to put in that motion where you're going to take the time from.
Well, yes, technically, but
so
I
that should be goes back to David. Where do you want to take the 10 minutes off of?
I disagree. You extend the agenda item and the rest of the agenda item.
Right. In other words, it comes off the end, really. Because it's a ripple effect. It ripples down through the agenda.
But can we say this is the last extension?
You can say anything you want. I'm just cracking the word here. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards. Those opposed, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, the chair will move the agenda. We have completed now agenda item 3, but we do have... Yes, go ahead.
Following what we did before, we should vote on whether or not to substitute this motion for the original main motion.
That's true, and we should take public comment on that.
On the actual substitution?
On the
first we...
Well, no, excuse me. We've done that, David.
No.
We did that.
No,
because wait a moment. The chair is not going to go along with this.
Order.
That's why. Let me just have your attention. The chair was surprised that the body refused to extend this agenda item. That brings the agenda item to a close.
Point of order. You're allowed to suspend any pending motion at the end
of
the agenda item.
But only one. Number two has not been fully debated and discussed and voted on.
But at the end of the allotted time, we dispose of the motion. In this case, we need to vote whether or not to substitute.
We're going to vote after the public comment.
No, we do the substitute question of the substitution before public comment to decide what the motion being considered is.
Even though the body has not voted to close the question. All right, well, I will go along with that. We'll go directly to that vote because the body should be able to make its views known. You are not voting yes or no on Adelson's number two. You're voting to substitute it for the main motion of Radford. Those in favor of substituting Adelson's number two for the main motion, raise your cards.
One, two, three, four, three,
thank you,
four.
So that's opposed.
What's the main motion? Can you read it?
The main motion.
The motion is, we read the motion.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it fails.
Okay. They want to know if we're going to, do you have to substitute number 2 with how is it different?
You promised
with this one.
We're going to have you vote before we vote on the issue.
I think you need to re-vote.
Let me make it clear what we're doing. And let's have this vote done very quickly. If you vote yes, you're voting to have Adelson's number 2 replace. Okay, replacing Radford's number 2.
Dave, we're re-voting. Do you want to vote?
Again?
Yeah, because a couple
there was confusion in the room with some.
Well, I'm convinced again.
Okay.
Did Dave's motion, substitute motion, get voted down?
We're not voting on it. Yes, it did.
I need to ask for the chair.
We're going to see right now.
Who's voting against?
In other words, you're in the process of taking a vote whether his gets voted down or approved.
That's right.
That's my objection. You promised that listeners would have a right to speak before any vote was taken.
No.
Let's see if I can explain why this is procedural kind of. Listener sponsors deserve to know what the board is going to vote on. And you don't know at this time whether we're going to vote on Radford's motion or Adelson's motion.
So it's either or.
It's either or.
That's not acceptable because if one gets voted down and I wanted to speak on that one, there won't be any point to my input.